What about, but you, a little while ago you spoke of your grandparents having a garden. What's the difference there in a field and a garden?
Well, the garden would have to be pretty close to the house, and it would have a variety of things in it. Now, a field, to me, connotes a larger space, perhaps further away from the living quarters, where there would be one thing, a field of oats or a field of hay or a field of cotton, field of peanuts.
Would that be fenced in necessarily? Or
well, it would be, and that's because of the livestock. You'd have to keep it out some way. And I don't really know of any open areas around here where things are planted, and don't remember any when I was little, but most everybody's had fenced in property around here for a long, long time.
What about turnips? Did you ever grow turnips?
Yes, they did.
Where'd they grow them?
In the garden.
Well, what about a patch? What's that?
Well, I've heard people talk about having a garden patch, and that's not an expression I would ever use. But to me, that denotes something small, maybe just not more than 4 or 5 rows in all, a little small place like you might have in back of your house in town.
So that wouldn't be like, you can have a garden here, but you can have a patch. I know you have a lot.
Well, I wouldn't have the inclination to get out there and do the weeding and all. But ordinarily, people do not have gardens even in town, flower gardens only. A few people do, but it's unusual now.
Well, you know, you tell me that have a fence around it. What kind of fence did you have around the...
Barbed wire.
Around the pastures?
Yes.
Any other kind of wire that they used ever?
No. Now, we had... I know what chicken wire is, and I know there was chicken wire out at that ranch, but I cannot think right now specifically
is
where to
say. Chicken wire, the big squares or little?
Well, little, I guess. Kind of octagon-shaped openings, and it's not a heavy wire at all. It's pliable.
What about that heavy wire that's shaped like that, you know?
Hurricane or cyclone fence. We would call that.
You have those around?
Used to be around the playground at the elementary school. I guess it still is, maybe. I don't know, but that certainly is more heavy duty. Some people have it to fence their yards here.
Well, what kind of wooden fences? Are there any wooden fences around here?
Well, some people have maybe redwood it's used for decorative purposes now more than anything else, and a few people so that you can't see through it for privacy. But the only picket fence that I know of in Huntsville right now is the one that goes around Sam Houston's home in the park.
Now, I haven't seen his picket fence. Is that nailed onto planks or
yes.
Is that woven?
No, this is upright pickets, and they're, I would say there are two boards, one near the bottom and one near the top on the back side, that I don't know what you call the boards that go horizontally, but braces perhaps. I'm sure there's got to be an upright, a bigger board, you know, than the pickets every once in a while to hold the bracing boards. But
what do you call that? That bigger board, bigger thing. What holds the barbed wire fence up?
Well, ours are on posts, cedar posts usually, or creosoted posts, fence posts.
So so you nail the wire to a fence?
To a fence post.
Oh, I see. Well, now,
usually you staple it.
Oh, you do?
Mm-hmm.
But will it have a gun?
Yeah, big staple things. Barbed wire, of course, is very treacherous to work with because it can spring back on you and do much damage to mortal skin, but it's very effective with livestock too.
Well, what about did you ever see like a picket fence that the pickets were stuck between wire, so it was woven in and out of the wire?